Welcome back to Cricket Central, looking ahead to IPL 6, available exclusively live on Sportsnet World and Sportsnet World Online, presented by CIBC. I'm Nigel Reid, alongside Zubin Sakari and Faraz Sarwat. We've spoken about a lot of the personalities who we expect to shine in IPL 2013, but it amazes me that we've spoken for 20, 25 minutes and we've yet to mention the master blaster himself, Chris Gayle of Royal Challengers Bangalore. He's been head and shoulders beyond any other player in terms of bludgeoning with the bat over a lengthy period. And we can't conclude this period and this preview without talking about Gayle. A wonderful player to watch. He doesn't always come out swinging. I've noticed that certainly last year he kind of got his eye in a little for 10, 15 minutes and then suddenly pandemonium erupts. A wonderful player to watch. And I guess any team with Gayle at their disposal is going to be a challenger again.
Yeah, he's an absolute beast of a human. What he does with a cricket ball, it's amazing to watch. He's very intelligent in terms of preying on certain times in a game. So he can go at a run a ball or go at less than a run a ball, and then he knows that he can take two overs and smash five sixes, and he does it fairly consistently. If you look at his record, I think he's got 10 T20 hundreds. It's amazing. Yeah.
Two 10 T20 centuries, including two already for us in 2013.
And it's not just that he scores, it's also the spectacle of it, right? Soaring sixes, not balls that just kind of make it over the boundary line. And so he's a great player to watch.
Yeah, I mean, effortless power and control and a fantastic eye for the ball. It's almost as though T20 was invented for this guy.
Yeah, and it's wonderful that he actually performs consistently on that stage. So he's going to be absolutely somebody to watch during the season.
Okay, so Chris Gayle is an obvious eye catcher, but you boys are looking ahead below the surface, because every team doesn't have a Chris Gayle, but every team has those consistent performers who can be relied on game in and game out to keep them competitive.
Yeah, there's players like Ian Morgan's going to be huge. I think a guy like Samuel Badri, who's kind of flown under the radar, who I think is a type of bowler that's difficult to get away. He opens the bowling for Trinidad, which is where we faced him. So there's a few guys there. There's Ravi Rampal, who's his teammate, who's actually got a fairly good record in T20 bowls, really good areas, good block hole stuff in the beginning. He does go for runs later on, I think. He's had a problem where he probably goes for his first two overs for 8 runs and the next two end up going for like 16. So
you're scribbling furiously there for us. Tell us about some of the names that you're watching in 2013.
Well, you know, it's funny because I see the IPL as a great opportunity to see some players that you wouldn't normally see in international cricket and some that, you know, just have kind of fallen out of their national side. So I'm very interested to see Brad Hodge. I've always loved him as a batsman. Yeah. Very glad to be able to have the opportunity to watch him in action against good quality opposition. Azhar Mahmood, former Pakistan player, the only Pakistani in the IPL there because he's a UK citizen. So I'm looking forward to seeing them. Jacob Oram, I haven't seen him in a while, and he's actually a fantastic T20 player to watch. Big sixes from Jacob Oram. So these are some of the players I'm kind of interested in having a look at.
And it's not doing it once in a while. I mean, if you want to take a cue from anybody, we go back to Chris Gayle, who does it almost every game. So if you're playing 14 or 15 or 16 games during this short period, and you have to do it every second or third day, that surely is the key, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're looking at the top four guys averaging in the 30s to 40s, but you definitely want the guys getting a 50 plus score every other to third game. You know, it's what was required. If you look at T20, rarely comes down to the lower order. You know, if you have a good base, it definitely helps to have a guy who can swat a few balls in the later on. But
someone like Glenn Maxwell, who's been paid a lot of money, but is something of an unknown quantity, would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I actually think he got paid the money because the day before the auction, I think he scored a really quick 70 against West Indies, and that was just like, oh, let's sign this guy up.
Yeah, so I was going to say, Zub, do you remember that guy? It was a South African player who got paid something. He was the highest paid player in the auction 2 years ago. Do you remember his name? Because I don't.
No, exactly.
Right? And then, he's gone. He's never played for South Africa. He's out of the IPL, and yet, you know, got a monster contract at some point.
So. Yeah. Quick reference about some of the key players who won't be there this year. And there are several players, generally through injury, who we would expect and we've come to know in their IPL colours who will be conspicuous by their absence. Just pick two or three.
Well, the one that obviously stands out now is unfortunately Jesse Ryder.
Of course.
Was really looking forward to seeing him, one of my favourite New Zealand players, and unfortunately, I think as most people in the cricket world know, had an unfortunate incident happen, and he's in the hospital, and who knows if we'll ever actually see him in action again. So it's very sad that Jesse Ryder won't be there.
Kevin Peterson, injured again, had a truncated IPL last time. When he gets a bat in his hand, he generally knows what he's doing with it. But again, not a factor this time around.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because the IPL is a good stage for him. He's a big game player. It's a bit unfortunate.
And from an Indian perspective, Sourav Ganguly, not a factor in 2013.
Yeah, and if he was playing, he wouldn't be a factor either. So I don't think there's any great loss there.
Well, you can say that. I wouldn't dare, as they say. Yuvraj Singh, quick word about him before we move on and what we can expect this year.
Well, Yuvraj, there was some talk of him actually being the captain of his team, and in the end, it was decided that he shouldn't captain. He should actually just concentrate on his game, and I think that that's the right decision. No cleaner striker of a cricket ball than Yuvraj Singh, all respect to Chris Gayle, but Yuvraj strikes them clean and true, and he's actually a great player to watch when he's in action. So, freed from the burdens of captaincy, I think he'll do well.
The opening ceremony is just hours away. Enjoy it on Sportsnet. Check your listings for details. It stars Shah Rukh Khan and Pitbull as well. It will be colourful, it will be noisy. That you can be certain. It all comes to you on Sportsnet World and Sportsnet World Online, presented by CIBC. Cricket Central is a Titan GSG production. Executive producer Rathan Morthy, editor Jeff Eden. Until next time, thanks for listening.